You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Darty.
And you're listening to You've Got Issues. What's up, Hanny?
Hi, Aiden. Would you mind turning down my headphone volume?
Yeah.
So loud.
Better?
Really loud, but it's fine.
Is it actually that loud?
I don't know why.
You don't seem loud on my thing. Maybe it's your headphones.
No, the headphones are up.
That's weird.
So, how was your week?
It was good. How was yours?
It was very good. What were you up to?
What did I do this week? I feel like this week was, like, my first week where I wasn't actually running all over the planet. I was actually kind of, like, tame with work, which hasn't been a thing since I got here this semester. However, this week was the week where I was assigned all the work. So, like, next week is going to be crazy for me.
I know. I feel the same way. Well, like, I actually had a lot due this week, but I know that I have even more things due next week.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just feel like the first month started off so smoothly and nice, and now it's like I'm paying for it. It's just nonstop craziness.
I know. It's actually absurd. But, yeah, I got a nice 7-page paper assignment. Hannah, I meant to tell you about this, and I'll tell everybody this because I want everyone's opinion. I got the weirdest paper assignment ever. So instead of writing, like, we had to read this book called Heart of Darkness. Instead of writing an essay on the book, we have to find an essay that was already written by a student online. So basically plagiarism. Find an essay written by a student online and then read the essay, figure out their argument, and then write an essay saying if you agree with their argument or not. Isn't that weird?
That's really interesting.
But it can't be a student like that goes to Lafayette, like nothing, like a different university.
Wait, so isn't the Heart of Darkness what
Apocalypse Now?
Apocalypse Now is based off of?
Yep.
So did you read the book?
Yes.
And did you like it?
It's like this. Well, I watched Apocalypse Now before I read it.
Right. So
but
it's very similar.
Yes and no. Apocalypse Now is based in Vietnam War, and Heart of Darkness is the Congo in Africa. So completely different. And isn't the end of Apocalypse Now, doesn't the main character kills Kurtz? He, like, shoots him.
Yes, I think so.
And in Heart of Darkness, the guy just dies of illness.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's a little, like, different things, but yes, they are based off the same book. But yeah, very interesting essay assignment that I got assigned this past week. But that's what I'll be doing all next week, so cannot wait.
I'm sure we'll hear about it more next week.
Yeah, when I'm dying. I also have another project due next week. What else do I have? I have a million things next week I have to do. I have to find a word that has developed over time since Old English and do a presentation and write a 1,000-word essay on it. That's my other thing.
So what word are you doing?
I'm doing the word sweet.
That's a good one.
Yeah, just because I like candy. So I was like, oh, this is a good word.
Oh, that's like, oh, sweet. Like,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it could mean that. It could mean, like, something that tastes sweet. So, what else do I have? I have so much work. Hannah, how was your week? Tell me about that. Something other than homework.
Other than homework. Huh. Well, actually, for all Lafayette students, I am producing a show for PBS on the midterm elections and from a college student's perspective. So if you are listening to this,
look at you,
and you would like to get involved and be on camera for it, email me dartyh@lafayette.edu.
A lot of people are definitely writing down your email right now.
Well, we really need people.
Wait, what is it?
Because
do you want me to do it?
yesterday that I need people.
What is it? No.
And, yeah, so basically they're looking for upperclassmen to come on camera. Diverse group, obviously, who have opinions on the midterm elections or politics in general. And it's just kind of taking it from the students' perspective. We've done a lot with PBS in the past, since they're only about 20 minutes away from us. However, this year there is a whole new crew working there. So,
does that woman still work there? Different.
No.
No way.
Yeah.
Where'd she go?
Not, I forget.
You know who I'm talking about. Wait, no way. She left?
Yeah, I'm really sad because she was so good with us.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's crazy. Another thing that I know Hannah's also excited about, but Big Little starts on Sunday.
Oh, God.
I need a water because I'm literally getting sick and I have the worst cough ever, but our Big Little starts on Sunday, which is really exciting. We are no longer relevant, and we are old and washed up, but it's fine, because we are going to be G-Big starting on Wednesday, but that's crazy.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. Also, homecoming was this past weekend.
Oh my gosh, yeah, and our date party.
And our date party, but homecoming was a great way to see all of Lafayette's grads come back. It was so much fun having all of our friends who are older here and seeing them and hanging out with them and hearing about their lives in the real world. They're all very busy and off to a great start, which is really exciting.
A lot of them are.
And I feel like this was the first homecoming that I was really like, just, yes, I love homecoming, because I was really good friends with a lot of the older people, so it was great to see them.
Yeah. It was so nice to see them, especially my big, who I'm extremely close with, so that was nice. But yeah, so that was really fun. Our date party was really fun. I can't believe that was our last fall date party, but it's fine.
Yes, very upsetting.
Hey, I have a question for you. Do you watch Riverdale?
No.
I feel like you'd like it. Well, you don't like scary stuff, though.
I do not like scary stuff.
Okay, never mind. You wouldn't like it. So, last year when I finished Grey's Anatomy, well, Grey's Anatomy's back on, but when I finished... Oh, no, it wasn't Grey's. I think it was Friday Night Lights. Whatever show I was watching on Netflix, I wrote in our group chat, and I was like, hey, guys, like, I need a new Netflix show. Like, let me know. And our friend Anna was like, Riverdale. Like, you have to watch it. And I'm like, what? It's like, never heard of it before. So, I looked it up on Netflix, and it just had come out. It was like only one season was out on Netflix. I'm like, okay, like I'll try and see it. Now it's like the new thing. It was so crazy because as soon as I started watching it, it like exploded. Like it wasn't a known thing when I started watching it, and then everybody was watching it.
Is this the one with like Cole Sprouse in it?
Yes. So what I think is so interesting about the show is all of the cast members were recent graduates of NYU Tisch and had not done anything professional besides Cole Sprouse before. So this was their first ever thing. Like, they're all 24.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And they're all, like, classmates.
Yeah, I think actually it's more. They're probably, like, 25 now because it's the second year. Yeah, they're all, like, best friends. If you go on YouTube, I was watching it, like, Glamour Magazine did, like, Ask Riverdale 20 Questions thing. And they're all, like, best friends. And two of them are dating now. Like, and they're dating in the show and they're dating in real life. Yeah.
One of them is Cole Sprouse's girlfriend.
Yeah. But I don't know, I think it's so cool that the director like wanted to hire people that like no one knew about, like didn't have any like big names in it, and now they're all like superstars, and they just came, they literally graduated from college and now we're on like one of the most popular television shows.
Yeah, that's super exciting.
Anyway, my point is that I brought that up was season 3 started last week. I watched it this weekend, and it is, I had to shut my eyes for a good fifth of it because it's very vulgar. And it past episodes have not been vulgar, and I was like, I couldn't even look. I was like, oh my god.
What though? Like, what is the plot of it? The overall plot.
Okay, so season one. It changes over season, kind of. So season one, it's this, these kids that are in high school, and a kid on their football team dies, And they're all like, why does he die? And the whole town thinks it's a murder because it's one of those towns, like, not a lot of things go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, the whole first season is them trying to figure out why this guy, why this boy in their high school died. And so at first when I watched it, I was like, okay, it's definitely going to be, like, Pretty Little Liars. Like, it's not like that at all. It's completely different. And they all try to figure out, and then the boy that disappeared, they found his body, and then they're like, okay, let's also figure it out. And then he was a twin, and, like, the girl was in the friend group, and, like, she doesn't know. Then they all blamed her for killing him. Like, all this stuff happened. I won't say, like, how he dies, but then end of season one, you find out how he was killed. And then everything, like, explodes in, like, every episode in season one connects in the final episode because you're like, oh my god, that happened, so that means that person. It's like crazy. It's like a mind-blowing experience. Second season, this guy called the Black Hood, who they thought initially killed the boy but it wasn't, comes out of like nowhere basically and just like starts killing random people in the town. So, like, every week, like, someone else dies. And then they have to try to figure out who the Black Hood is in the town. This is, like, the main plot. There's so many subplots, like, obviously through it, but, like...
Is there love?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Well, that's how Cole Sprouse and his girlfriend now started. Like, they literally... They weren't dating and like until, like, halfway through the first season. And then there's, like, a new girl that comes. It's, like, crazy. End of season two, you find out who the Black Hood is. Now season three started, and there's a new, like, group that joined the town that's, like, all killers. So it's, like, it's going to be a wild ride. Anyway, it's on tonight at 8, I'm pretty sure. It's on Wednesday. Oh, wait. It's Thursday. It was on last night, but I haven't watched it yet. Sorry, I just talked for so really long. Cool. But it's a really interesting show, and I really recommend it. And I know you don't like scary stuff, Hannah, but it's actually really good.
The Netflix Reco of the Week.
Yeah. Definitely recommend, but I have to watch last night's episode. I bought the season pass on iTunes because it's on it's on CW. Oh. So I paid you can pay $40 and you get all of the season. You get all the episodes.
And you did that.
Yeah. Oh. How great. But yeah.
So non-millennial of you. So speaking of scary things, Halloween is coming up.
Woohoo. And our best friend, Megan Donahue's 22nd birthday.
Very true.
Which is on Halloween.
So I wanted to do a little rundown of top Halloween movies to watch.
Oh my god. Okay.
To get into the season.
Is number one, Halloween Town High?
No.
What?
Number one is Halloween, the scary movie.
What is that?
Then The Nightmare Before Christmas. Hocus Pocus, my favorite one.
I haven't seen that since I was, 10.
Okay, well, it still scares me.
No, it doesn't.
Yes. Halloween Town, another Disney classic. There you go. Great one. Monster House, oh my god.
What's that?
That's with, is it Will Murphy? Oh, no, I'm thinking...
Oh, with the green ghost?
The Will Murphy
Yes, I know exactly what you're saying. That's a great movie. Do you want me to look it up?
I'm looking it up.
I'm going to beat you to it. Will Murphy, Halloween TV show.
The Haunted Mansion.
Yes.
5 out of 10 stars on IMDb. They don't know.
Don't agree. Good. They don't know what's up.
Okay, next point. What's your favorite candy?
Are you kidding me?
Twizzlers.
Thank you. I was going to be mad at you if you didn't know that.
What's mine?
Anything chocolate.
Yes.
What is your favorite chocolate candy?
Kit Kat. So.
It's interesting. I would have guessed you were more of a Reese's girl.
No, it's definitely Kit Kat. I don't know why.
Good to know.
Biggest news of the week.
Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson's engagement ending. Duh.
That one. And Meghan Markle and.
Oh, that too. Can we talk about Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson for a second?
Baby.
We can talk about Meghan Markle in a second. Yes. Did you see the meme I sent you? I sent it in our group chat.
What is it?
It was it wasn't today. It was a few days ago. It was I have more plastic water bottles on my bedside table than days Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson have been dating. I was dying. I was wait, literally. That's actually so true because they've actually been engaged for maybe a month. No, more than a month. But still. They've been dating. They got engaged 2 weeks after they started dating. So it's basically the same things. But
yeah, very crazy little romance. I hope they actually do work it out though, because it's just really sad if they don't, you know?
Yeah. Like,
an engagement's a serious commitment.
But I just don't understand why they started. They got engaged after. But my theory is, and this sounds terrible, Hannah, you have paint all over your phone.
I know.
Okay. This sounds awful, but I think if Mac Miller did not die, they would still be engaged.
Really?
Do you agree or disagree? Curious.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure she's going through an emotional whirlwind right now, and it's hard.
No, I think it wasn't even jealousy, but I think he saw how much it, like, impacted her and was like, you're not ready to be in another relationship.
Yeah, well, why would she? She's literally been with this man for 2 years.
They dated for 2 years, and then she started dating him 3 weeks after they broke up.
Yeah, that is insane.
And then they were engaged for 2 months. So, like, you broke up with the guy you were with for 2 years, 2 months ago, and then, like, what? Makes no sense to me at all. But, yeah, I definitely think he was like, you're obviously not over it, him, and, like, you need time.
Very true.
That's what I personally think is what happened.
I agree. I mean, it's been, like...
But this, it's awful, but, like, maybe that was, like, a good thing. Like, not, it's obviously not a good thing that he passed away, but, like, you know what I mean? Maybe they needed that to realize that they were moving too quickly.
Yeah. Way too quickly. And speaking of that, Selena Gomez was put in rehab, and then we see all these pictures of Justin Bieber crying.
You're kidding.
People are, like, connecting it to that, but who knows?
Wait, why do you think she was in rehab? That question still hasn't been answered.
Because she has, a sickness. I always forget the word.
It's lupus.
Lupus. And that comes with, like, anxiety and depression. And if you think about it, she lives a very high, strung, high lifestyle that I'm sure brings it out even more. It's not for, like, drugs or alcohol.
So it's not, like, rehab. It's more, like, therapy.
Yeah, therapy.
Is it so loud on your headphones?
Yes.
Why is it so loud?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. We have a caller. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
So, my name's Ryan, and I like this girl who I worked with over the summer, and
ooh.
I don't know if she likes me back, so I don't know what to do.
Have you kept in touch with her since the summer?
Yeah, we text daily.
And how do you
feel?
And
we've had a long history before work too.
Oh. And do you feel like this is the one for you?
Yeah, I would say my heart beats for one.
That's really sweet. So, do you think that, like, has there been a move made, or are you guys just, like, treating each other like friends?
Wait, can you repeat that?
Are you guys treating each other like friends, or has someone made a move?
Someone has made a move multiple times.
Oh, wow. So what's your concern?
Yeah. It's been slowing down lately.
That's not good. Just gotta spice things up, you know? Go on a date.
How do I spice things up?
Go on a date.
Should I ask?
Make her dinner.
What's a good... Make her dinner?
Mm-hmm. That's super sweet.
What's a proper first date?
Pick her up, and then open her car door, and then go to a nice, cute little romantic restaurant, and then probably order food together, get some drinks going, and then maybe pay for
the Do you want to take her on a date?
Yeah, I want to take her on a date.
Let's go. Take her on a date.
Wait, so can you please tell me more about this girl? Like, who is she? And, like, What do you, yeah, tell me more about her.
She's the president of her sorority. She's outgoing. She's kind of crazy.
She's kind of crazy.
Yeah, but like a good crazy.
A good crazy?
I think all girls are a little crazy.
My best friend's also friends with her, too, so.
That's good.
He tells me she's a good girl, so I listen.
So you listen?
No, I listen to him.
Oh my god.
Is this a friend you trust?
I'm very much so trapped.
No, is this
you're wait, why are you trapped?
I don't know what to do.
Why would you be trapped?
I don't know what to do.
Hannah, what do you think he should do? I'm curious to hear your opinion.
Well, if moves have been made, you might as well ask her out on a date. I'm sure she's expecting it. Like, she's probably just waiting, being like, why hasn't he asked me out?
I don't know. I think it's complicated.
Why is it complicated? You can't just say it's complicated and not give details.
I don't know. I think there's another guy in the picture, so it's complicated.
Does she go to your school?
Yeah, she goes to my school.
What do you think the status is of her and the other guy?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I think they're just friends, but I don't know.
Well, they probably are just friends.
They have dated before.
Oh, then they're definitely not just friends. If they dated before, there's, like, gonna be some scandalous history.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
No, definitely.
That's what I think.
Maybe you should figure out the status of them before you go for it. Hen, do you agree?
Yeah, definitely. But, like, if you guys are already talking like that, then, like, figure it out, and then once you figure that out, ask her on a date.
Yeah, I think I should ask her out on a date.
Go for it. If you want to, go for it.
Should I ask her tonight?
Are you going to see her tonight?
No better time, like, the present.
Yeah.
I feel like
we're mixing. Yeah, I'm going to see her tonight.
That's fun.
We already texted each other that we're going out.
That's a good sign. You guys are, like, talking about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think, but this might not be a, situation where you should do this while you've been drinking, I feel like, Hannah.
Yeah, I agree with that, definitely.
So maybe tonight isn't the night for that.
Tough decision.
Hey, you need to follow your heart, follow your gut.
Yeah, definitely. Because, like, college is so short, so you just kind of want to, like, if you want to be with someone, just go for it.
I agree. I think I'm just gonna go for it.
Good.
Can you do me a huge favor though?
Yeah.
Can next Thursday? Can you call back and tell us what happened?
Yeah, I really want to know.
Hannah and I are both really invested in this now, and we want to hear more next week. We want the details, the updates.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I almost got hit. Yeah, I'll call back next week.
We want updates, okay?
I'll update you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good luck. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much for the help.
Of course. You got it. Wow. Is that a situation or what, Hannah?
It's definitely a situation. Really nice caller, though. I appreciated his issue.
I appreciate that. That sounded like a true issue that time.
I agree.
Like a true, heartfelt issue.
He's definitely torn. You know, we get a lot of guy callers, and I guess guys just, like, want...
You'd actually be surprised. Hannah, you know what I always think about? I always think about that girl that was... Okay, so obviously, listeners, as you know, some people that call in are, like, our friends just trying to be annoying. But we actually do get a lot of people that actually have issues that need help with... Like, they need help with them. One of them... I'm just thinking sophomore year. Do you remember this girl that called in?
That was so weird.
I don't know how she got this number. This girl who claimed she went to University of Florida. Or was it University of Arizona?
She definitely wasn't real. We just like...
She called in 3 weeks in a row. I feel like it was real. I think this is another pranked.com one. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Oh, yeah, I was an anonymous caller from 2 weeks ago, and inspired by the call, oh. Yeah, the one who's abroad, and the
yes.
one who talked about
the throw-up.
I would like to follow up on it.
Okay.
Well, because I had just listened to another call where you asked the caller to call back next week and follow up, so
yes,
I wanted to do that.
That
myself.
Thank and you.
The good news, well, the good news and the bad news, the good news is that I have not been seeing vomit as much.
Oh, thank
because
goodness.
I took your advice.
What did
and
you do?
In addition, first I looked, I still have to be careful because I did not want to step on the vomit, but I looked up.
And okay, then, that's great.
And also I've been taking a tat. And I've been taking taxis to restaurants more often.
That's good.
I don't know why people are throwing up on the street,
yeah, I'm
personally.
Very confused by that still.
I don't understand.
Yeah. But this, either way, the city that I'm in is still really dirty and it's disgusting. and it's definitely bad for public health.
Oh,
and
no.
Do you wear a mask still, on the street?
Well, I mean, in the winter, I haven't.
No, you
really
don't want you know those like health masks, then, like the white ones.
I actually have it because the city is actually struggles with air pollution.
Ooh, yeah. So you wear those?
What city are you in?
I'm still going to keep myself anonymous, so I'm not going to bring it up on this call to this radio station.
Totally understand. To
okay, no worries, no worries.
Well, it's, yeah, but it's still a very, very dirty, it's definitely not in Europe, but it's still a pretty dirty city, and I'm still eating only once a day.
I'm sorry, you shouldn't be eating once a day. I feel like you definitely need more nutrients than a meal that's once a day.
Yeah, although on the positive side, once I get home, I'm not going to be fat-shamed as much. But that's the positive side, but...
When were you fat-shamed?
But...
Wait, that's not good.
I've been fat-shamed, well, I mean, I'm not fat, but there's times when I've been fat-shamed by, like, older people I know who was probably born before 1950. Because they've known me when I was skinnier.
Got it. Everyone packs the pounds on a little.
Yeah. But anyways, I definitely appreciate, well, not seeing vomit as much. I still have to keep my eyes peeled.
Right.
Whenever I leave the campus, so it's still pretty mentally draining.
Totally understand. It's very mentally draining.
And
what?
And And another issue relating to being abroad is that I missed homecoming.
Oh, no, we were just talking about homecoming.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that mean you attended Lafayette?
Also made... What'd you say?
Does that mean you attended Lafayette College?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I miss it.
You can visit when you get back from abroad, though.
Oh, yeah. Of course. And then when I see you in person, I can tell you which city I'm in. But I know that being that when it comes to interacting with, like on social media or anything, I've been pretty extra careful, which is why I'm staying anonymous.
Okay.
So hopefully I spend the rest of the semester not seeing vomit, and I thought I would follow up anyways.
Yeah, thanks for following up. That was really nice of you. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was so nice of him to follow up.
Yeah,
with us.
Thanks to our callers for following up. Definitely, we got some true fans out there, Hannah. Okay, anyway, gonna keep talking about this girl. I want to say her name was Raven, something with an R.
For what?
The girl from Florida that called us.
Oh,
I'm still on this.
You have a better memory with this kind of stuff than me.
We have to do like top. Okay. Top three callers right now. You know who I'm gonna say a second. This girl's number one for sure. This girl called, and at first we thought the story was so fake because it sounded so fake. She like came home from a party and went into her best friend's room, and her best friend was sleeping with her boyfriend. And so at first we're like, okay, that like wouldn't happen, so what? And then she was actually on the phone with us, I think, for the full hour of our radio show.
So long.
The full hour, hysterically crying. We were like, one, you go to school in I think it was Florida.
Yeah.
How did you get this number?
We were so confused.
But she, like, I don't think she would have stayed on the phone for an hour crying if it wasn't real. Like, it was bizarre. Next week, her voice was also so distinct. Next week, she gets on the phone again, calls, and goes, do you remember me? We're like, oh my god, Raven, like, whatever her name is.
I wonder if we have the tapes of it.
Oh my god, we could.
Although
we should look it up.
I feel like that was sophomore year, and they didn't have tapes.
I don't think we had tapes since you started last year.
Yeah.
Bizarre. Second favorite was, had to be the Easton Prison.
Yes.
That actually called in. I'm not kidding. They call, we pick up, and they go, you've reached the Northampton County Penitentiary. The jail in our town calls, and these men are on the other line, and they said, we listen to your show every Thursday night. Keep it up. Your content's great. And I was so freaked out. I'm like, I'm going to die.
You.
They might be listening now. No offense to you guys. Don't kill me. But yeah, so definitely some quality callers that we've gotten over the years, but
definitely great callers. Every week is quite the adventure.
Hannah, also, did I show you my cut yet?
Your what?
My cut on my leg.
Yeah.
I showed you?
Via Snapchat.
Okay, can I show you in person? So yesterday we had a gathering, and
oh my god,
it's so bad. And these people had a fire hydrant in their basement, like a full-on fire. Like, why is there a fire hydrant in your basement? I was so pissed off. So people are like running around throwing paint, and I was trying to run away from it because it got in my eye. I couldn't see, and I ran into a fire hydrant, and my entire leg is like, it's a deep cut, and there's paint inside the cut because it's so deep, and I can't get the paint out.
I found paint like in my nose today.
Oh, it was in my ear last night. I had to take, like, a Q-tip and, like, dig it.
Gross. Wow, I am exhausted today. I can barely keep my eyes open. So, yeah, back to Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. They are, obviously, they got married in May, and now they're expecting a child, which is due at the beginning of spring, according to the official Kensington Royal Instagram. So that happened.
Do you think they're going to release girl or boy or no? Before the birth?
I don't know. Hopefully. It just happened so quickly. They are both older, though, so I guess you kind of got to get on it.
Yeah, they both are. But she was married beforehand, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're zoning out today.
I'm sorry.
All right. No, it's good. Let's keep going. What else was I going to talk about? Also, today, next week is November.
That's crazy.
Wait, no, not next week.
We are fully through.
I think it's
halfway
2 weeks
through the semester. Still a while to go, though.
Long, you know what the other thing I was thinking of today that we were talking about? Loft Lehigh is a month from yesterday. So there are 30 days until Loft Lehigh, our last Loft Lehigh as Lafayette students.
That's crazy.
But what I was thinking of is, what am I going to write on the banner for my house? What are you going to write on yours?
I'm going to have to think about it.
I was walking back from the gym today, and I looked at my house, and I was like, oh my God, what are we going to write?
Lehigh takes Lyft instead of Uber.
That's awful. That's not original. I was going to do Lehigh Pace for Wawa Water.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
But now that we don't live in the Kappa house, we can write whatever we want. Because last year when we lived in the sorority house, we had to write one that was, like, appropriate for the school. So we did Lehigh took the L, but we didn't write the L. So, like, it said E-high took the L. Which is, like, funny, but, like,
yeah,
it had to be appropriate. But I have no idea. I like that one. I liked the best one, I think, so far was last year. One of the baseball houses had like Jesus left Bethlehem like that many years ago.
No,
so
Jesus
funny.
Jesus didn't leave Bethlehem for I left Bethlehem
for a reason. So funny.
So funny.
Oh my God, I love it. But yeah, that's such a fun week here, and I can't believe it's in like 4 weeks.
I know.
It's
we have a
absurd.
Very busy schedule coming up. I'm sure you guys will hear all about it.
Yeah. We love talking about our
so
craziness, busyness.
I want to talk about Instagram.
Okay.
And my favorite account right now is called Mrs. Dow Jones. It's been my favorite for a while, but it's basically this crazy girl who actually works at Dow Jones, and she posts on Instagram all of these memes about working on Wall Street and just
really?
Things in general. And it's really funny. And just, like, early 20s, like, I mean, I can't fully relate to all of them, but I think it's funny.
That's funny.
So, I'll pull up a meme. One of them is, like, a trendy-looking girl, and it goes, Blake, 32, in L.A. for a work trip, but honestly, might move here. She loves all the salads and how far away she is from her ex who dumped her for a SoulCycle instructor. Also, the weather. Wow.
Wow.
She doesn't find that funny.
Not that funny, no.
You have to see the
pictures. I don't understand any of that, like...
Also, making Lindsay Lohan's face a meme face is always... It always gets me.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so funny. She's had so many bad moments and very reactive facial expressions, and they work perfectly for memes.
So true. There's also something else I was going to... Do you follow Beige Cardigan?
Yes.
I love Beige Cardigan's memes.
Those are funny. That's a very classic account.
But yeah.
That's kind of all I have. How about you?
Oh my God. My friend just posted on our Finsta a picture of us from sophomore year of high school. Caption, I miss 10th grade, man. No.
Very interesting.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's actually crazy. Like, even freshman year of college, if you look at pictures, we've just, like, our faces have developed so much.
I know. It's always in the face. I feel like you can tell these things.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Okay. What else is happening right now?
Well,
oh my gosh, you know,
huge flood in France.
Yes, we can talk about that. I have another thing that I saw on Yahoo. Yahoo has the craziest stories.
Yes.
Okay, do you know what I saw on Yahoo yesterday? So, my 10 a.m. class, I just don't understand what's going on in it. So, I read Yahoo story in the morning. Like, that's how I get my news. A grandma in, it was either Alabama or Mississippi, got arrested. It's awful. And put her grandson in the oven and put the oven on. And, like, he baked to death.
Why'd she do that?
I don't know. But, like, literally put her grandson in the oven. And, like, how absurd. Jeez. And the neighbors, like, smelled something. Like, what? Like, not food. And then the police went over and they found, like, it was, like, a two-year-old in the oven.
That is horrible.
That's like Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah.
Straight up. Let's see what else is going on. Beast Gator returns to Florida Gulf Coast. Golf course.
Everything weird happens in Florida.
That's true. Everything's about Trump, and I'm just like, I don't care. Do you think he's going to run for president again?
Yeah, definitely.
You think he is?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm kind of like, I don't know. What else, Han? What else crazy happened to you this week? Anything like what? You talk about how Chris won $700 at Vegas.
860.
Absurd.
My significant boy.
Hannah's boyfriend.
My boyfriend.
Went to Vegas.
Went to Vegas. And he was losing money, aka like $200. And the last night he was like exhausted, but he's like, I'm gonna go out. And he's leaving the gambling place. What is it called?
I have no idea what it's called. It's in Vegas.
No, but just like a, it was the Wynn.
Oh, the casino?
Casino. And he's like, and let me put $1 into a slot machine. And he ends up making $800. Then he puts another dollar in, and he makes 60. So he made everything back that he spent during that weekend, and then plus $150 more.
Absurd. Wait, was it only $700 to go to Vegas for the weekend?
Well, like, while he was there. So, like, for the food, the gambling, the drinks, the parties.
But not, like, flights.
Rides, but not flights and hotel.
Okay. But still, like, the fact that he made that much money. We have a friend that's very good at gambling. And she goes to the casino and she'll spend 10 minutes there and win $1,000. Like, she's, like, absurd.
I don't know how you do it.
I told her. I was like, hey, listen, I'll give you, like, $20. And you can, like, whatever you get off of that, like, well, let me know. But, like, nothing more than that. Like, I wouldn't spend more than, like, $20, I feel like.
Yeah.
But I have, like, the worst luck in the world. Like, what? What are you pointing at?
I saw that story earlier. The Uber driver.
Oh, yeah. Uber driver groped customer charged with kidnapping and wire fraud.
And he dropped her off in Connecticut, and they were in, like, Brooklyn originally. She had fallen asleep in the Uber. At least she's alive.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what's scary is the Uber was from New York City home. Never forget our Uber experience. Were you there?
No.
Where were you?
I...
Summer after freshman year. Scariest moment.
I had gone home earlier.
Oh, yeah. You just dipped. Oh, you had your little freak out.
Yes.
I've seen Hannah freak out 2 times in my 4 years of knowing her. And that was one of those times.
What is the other time?
When we went to the city freshman year. Both happened freshman year. Went to the city freshman year, and Julia Fiato met up with us, and you had an anxiety attack saying how rude we were for not being nice to her.
Oh.
2 times I've ever seen you freak out. That was one of them. Second time was that night. Anyway, scariest moment ever. My friends and I take an Uber home, from New York City to my house, which is only about a 30-minute drive. Not even. 25 minutes with no traffic. And get out of the Uber, start walking to my house, and the guy jumps out of the Uber and was like, pay me. I'm like, what are you talking about? We just paid on the Uber app. And he's like, no, pay me right now. You owe me $300. Like, in my driveway, screaming at us for $300. I was like, no, I literally paid you on Uber. Screaming his head off, he's like, I'm not an Uber driver. I'm like, I literally just paid you over the Uber app. Screaming at the top of his lungs. It was three or four in the morning. I was hysterically crying. I was like, he's going to take out a gun and shoot me. I'm going to die in my own driveway. Like, there was, like, five girls with me. It was the scariest moment of my life. And then we had to pay him. We gave him, like, half of it. And we're like, we're calling the police if you don't go away. And then he drove off because my friend called the cops. And then, like, he heard the sirens. And then he drove off. But we got his license plate number. And then the police came, and we were outside literally till 4 a.m. talking to the police because I thought I was going to die right there.
So scary.
Actually terrifying.
It's like, you just want your Uber ride to go well. I always get so happy when my Uber driver is a girl because I'm like, okay, there's going to be no issues.
Well, didn't Lyft used to only be women? And they changed that.
Really? I don't think so.
I don't know. Before I went to LA.
There used to be this thing called like Chariot.
But wasn't it only women drivers?
Yeah, it was only.
Okay, maybe it was that. My parents were like, you're only allowed to use this in LA, not Uber. I'm like, okay, I'm going to still use Uber. Sorry, I think my mom's listening, but... yeah, crazy Uber stories, but it's fine. We're all alive and well. So, Hannah, I don't have anything else to say. It's 7:50.
Yeah,
Are you good?
I have zero energy today. Sorry, this week's been so long.
Yeah. It's definitely been long. Also, actually, no. Yeah, I think that's it. Okay. So, thanks so much for listening. Thank you to our callers tonight. Sorry, we're both, like, exhausted. But we hope you guys have a great weekend. And we will talk to you next week. You just listened to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Darby.
And you just listened to You've Got Issues. Good night, everyone.
I'm jealous. I'm overzealous. When I'm down, I get real down. When I'm high, I don't come down. I get angry. Baby, you believe me. I can love you just like that. And I can leave you just as fast. If you did, baby, I'd touch you too. And you don't touch me. Cause if you did, baby, I'd touch you too. Cause I got issues, but you got them too. So give them all to me, you know they're mine to you. Bask in the glory. One of them is how bad I need you. One of them is how bad I need you.